The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Before we start today's show, and today's show is going to be very, very important, I want to get something out of the way. I've received some emails over the past few months, actually, asking me the same question over and over again. So I want to go ahead and make a mention of this now in case there is any misunderstanding out there about a particular product that we promote on the show, which is called Can-See Eye Drops. Can-See Eye Drops were created originally for those who are starting to develop cataracts, because it can actually help reverse cataracts so that you can avoid surgery. But a byproduct of Can-See Eye Drops, a byproduct of it, is it reestablishes flexibility of a component of the eye known as the crystalline lens. And the crystalline lens is what hardens as we age through oxidation and makes it difficult for us to see up close as we age. And as a result, using Can-See Eye Drops can eliminate the need or the dependency for reading glasses, even though you're at that age where you start needing them. Now, I started using Can-See Eye Drops quite a while ago, even though the spot still says 6 months. I've been using them for over a year now. And I continue to be able to read at a very, very close proximity to my face without using reading glasses, which is astounding to me, because before I started using them, I started to notice that my arm was getting longer. I was starting to trombone papers and pages away from me in order to be able to read the small print on them. I have gotten emails asking me if Can-See Eye Drops would help people increase visual acuity if they already are myopic or hyperopic, you know, nearsighted or farsighted. And as a result of that, I want to explain something to you. Can-See Eye Drops cannot change the shape of your cornea, which is where most of the visual acuity issues lie, the shape of the eye. And so if you are nearsighted or you are farsighted and you wear glasses now for that, Can-See Eye Drops will not change the quality of your vision in that area there. But if you are either corrected, visually corrected already, and starting to need reading glasses, or just notice that you are starting to need reading glasses, Can-See Eye Drops is a first-line choice to try before you go and purchase reading glasses, because it will help increase the flexibility of that lens and allow you to continue to see up close. So I hope that clears it up for some of you who have sent emails and also who may be thinking of this in the background of your mind. So there you go. But it's a great product, Can-See Eye Drops, wisechoicemedicine.net. You can check them out. Anyway, today's show is an important one because we're going to be talking about something that occurred a very long time ago within the bodybuilding community and was really championed by Vince Gironda. And I've got Ron Kozloff on the show today. How you doing, Ron?
Fine, Carl.
And we're going to be talking today about glandulars. Glandulars, as a matter of fact, I mentioned to my friend Anthony Roberts that we were doing this show, and as soon as I said glandulars, he goes, oh, Vince Gironda was a big proponent of those. So clearly Vince was very vocal about the importance of glandulars. But let's start from the beginning. What are glandulars as a supplement? What are they?
Well, if you take bovine sources, which most people use, Carl, it's the kidney, spleen, the hypothalamus, heart, the pituitary, et cetera, all the internal organs of the body. And if you look at today's eating habits, they're far different than eating habits in the early 1900s, where people routinely ate tongue, liver and kidney and heart and spleen and brains. I mean, this was part of the American diet during the early 1900s. But after the Second World War and we embarked upon the fast food generation, this type of food disappeared. Now, what I'd like for you to do is remind me, well, I can do it myself, have the readers or the listeners go to my website, vincegironda-nsp.com, and read my article, Looking Back to My Farm Days, where that's what the people on the farm routinely ate. This was their diet. And you'll read a little excerpt about a man who was an American Plains Indian. He really didn't have a name. They just called him Indian Joe. And the man never ate fruits. He never ate vegetables. He never ate grains. When my grandfather and grandmother butchered a hog or a steer or whatever animal they butchered, he'd eat the whole animal. They'd put it in the cellar, and a cellar is like a modern-day refrigerator.
Right.
We used to tease him. We used to say, Joe, here's some grapes or here's some peaches or pears, and he'd say, ugh, I want meat. And that's what he lived on. And he was an American Plains Indian, and Weston Price said, the American Plains Indian, if not the most of the most healthy people the world has ever seen, and whether they live off of, Carl, the buffalo.
Right, right. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm getting ready to do a show. I'm interviewing a gentleman from Quebec, Canada, and his group just published a study that shows that insulin signaling leads to rapid aging. And you talk about, you know, carbohydrates and glucose and so on, that high glucose levels lead to pro-aging mechanisms in the body. We're going to talk about that next week. But more importantly, I used to be a waiter at an Italian restaurant, and there was an Italian physician named Dr. Mancuso that used to come in, and we used to, the chef at the restaurant used to order something specifically for Dr. Mancuso called sweetbreads. And sweetbreads are thymus.
That's right.
And it's thought that, and I'm actually doing some research on the thymus for an upcoming show, and it's thought that the thymus functions as when we're young, establishing our immune system, but then it ceases to function as we age. And there is now some popular research out there that shows that stimulating the thymus can actually add to longevity by kind of propping up the immune system to a more youthful level. So once again, here we're talking about these glandulars, and these were commonplace back in the day to those who were raised in a more farm-like environment. I know my parents, we ate something I've watched my dad eat it called capicella, which is the head of the lamb.
That's right.
And they would crack it open, and they would eat the brain, they would eat the eyes, they would eat the facial, obviously, muscles as well. But the real jewel of that was the brain. They would eat the brain.
Like glands and like muscles, nourish like glands and muscles. A lot of supplements today that Standard Process and Biotics makes are these very same things. And, Carl, when you mentioned longevity, if they read my article, being from the city, when I moved to the farm, the life expectancy of people in the city was roughly 60, 65 years old. Carl, everybody on the farm lived to be 70, 80, 90, 100, 115 years old. Indian Joe died when he was 115.
Oh, but, and I'm being facetious now, but that's impossible. How could he do that without pharmaceuticals?
There you go. I'm glad you're facetious.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one of my frustrations.
There's no minimum daily requirement for pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah, I know.
They're not medicine.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this concept of like nourishes like, because there's a lot out there who are going to say, but once the stomach digests it, it's not the same thing any longer. How does it know what to replenish, if you will?
Well, tell me how the body knows. The body is a phenomenal, phenomenal piece of engineering by Mother Nature. What happened was when the Western world removed from the farm first became aware of glandulars was in the early 1900s, late 1800s. Don't quote me exact time. Dr. Niehans, the Austrian doctor, had a patient whose thyroid was removed, and he fed this person pig thyroid until he died in his early 70s. And then in the 50s, photosynthesis, they absolutely proved, Carl, that like glands nourish like glands. For instance, they take a picture of the body. Then they would have the person consume an egg. Well, they consumed the egg was digested, it went into the bloodstream, disappeared, was absorbed as amino acids. grapes, pears, cherries, lettuce, tomatoes. But when they fed people glands like heart, kidney, liver, spleen, the color of the digested gland went right to that gland, and they said, oh, my God, this stuff really works. That's Mother Nature. The primitive people, Carl, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, knew that like glands nourish like glands. They knew that if you eat the heart and the kidney and liver, spleen, just like the American Plains Indian. Remember the movie Dances with Wolves?
Yeah.
When Kevin Costner and that buck killed a buffalo and he took out his knife, removed the liver, and they both ate the liver?
Yeah, they ate it right there, standing in the field.
There, right there, absolutely. Right. But see, we frown on that because liver is not cookies and pretzels and donuts and pies and Slurpees and Pop-Tarts.
Right. Well, what I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back from this commercial break, I want to start to explore the different type of glandulars and what their benefits are. And I know that your company, which now is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio also, carries some of these products. I want to talk about the diligence in obtaining these products. It's not something that you can be willy-nilly about and just kind of go out there and just pick up. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Ron Kozloff from NSP Research Nutrition. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to ride? You don't gotta be no billionaire to get a ticket up to the moon. We all know somebody up there.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine Natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Hey, who wants to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Ron Kozloff, and we're talking about the importance of adding glandulars to your diet. You know, Ron, the glandular that intrigues me the most that you mentioned a moment ago was the pig thyroid, because the reality is that pig thyroid is where Armour thyroid, which is used by compounding pharmacists today as a preparation for thyroid supplementation, originated. I mean, Armour being the pork people.
Yes.
And they were, you know, they were harvesting these thyroids from pigs that they were slaughtering for processing, or processing for food, and they were using them as pharmaceuticals. Tell me about the pig thyroid that is offered through NSP.
Well, I handle a product called GTA, which I handle a lot of standard process and biotics research. And the GTA, since biotics has a pharmaceutical license, they put the equivalent of the Armour thyroid in the GTA. So if I do any muscle testing on people, I test them for iodine and I test them for a thyroid supplement. And this is usually what I use. If I muscle test for iodine, I find that most people are shy on iodine today, Carl, because it's a mineral that's long gone in our factory farm soil. And that's why people are having multitudes of thyroid problems today. And then I take GTA myself because when I was a kid, I did a lot of swimming and what?
Chlorine, right.
And it affected my thyroid, and Dr. Versendahl put me on the thyroid, and now my thyroid is as healthy, along with the iodine that I take, is as healthy as it can be.
Well, you know, it's another thing that people need to be aware of when it comes to thyroid function. The chlorine and iodine, or iodide, fall into a group of agents called halogens. And fluoride is yet another one, and they put that in municipal drinking water supposedly to help children have strong teeth. But the other thing is that all of these agents compete at the thyroid for iodine uptake. So if you have high amounts of chlorine in your body and fluoride in your body, they are displacing iodine at the thyroid and making the thyroid less functional. And what happens is when the thyroid becomes less functional, it hypertrophies. It starts to grow because it goes, I can't get the job done at the size I am right now. I need to get bigger. And this is where goiter comes from.
That's right. Thyroid problems in America today are running rampant. And another one is the bromides in all white flour. Anybody who eats white flour, pancakes, cookies, pies, spaghetti, pasta, it contains bromides. That's another halogen, Carl.
Right, and that was totally overlooked by me. I didn't realize that that was in flour.
Yes, they put it in all white flour, so I tell people, quit eating white flour. Well, white flour is garbage anyway, but quit eating it because of the bromides.
Yeah, it's easier said than done for most people.
I know it.
But, okay, so this is a pure pig thyroid glandular. Now, where does this pig thyroid come from, the source of it? I mean, we're going to talk about Argentine liver in a moment. Is this also, does this also come from a hormone-free source, you know?
Well, if it's a reputable company, yes. Pharmaceutical, I have no idea. I can't substantiate that.
Right.
All I know is that all my glands come from Argentina.
Oh, really? So all of your products come from Argentina?
Yes, all now, my glands are Argentinian glands.
Now, let's talk about that for a minute before we get deeper into the rest of the glandulars that are important for people to know about. Tell me, I asked you, well, why? I mean, I have to tell you a funny story to lead into this. As a young man, I was very, very narrow. I was very wide, very broad shoulders, but I was very flat. I never had a lot of muscle as a kid. As a matter of fact, some of the kids in my neighborhood used to call me Gumby for that reason, because I was very wide. If you looked at me straight on, I looked like I had a great physique, but as soon as I turned sideways, I was very thin. And I started reading muscle magazines early on, and I remember reading about desiccated liver.
Yes.
And I walked into my neighborhood pharmacy and asked the pharmacist if they carried desiccated liver, and they did not. And but interestingly enough, that I'm here talking about desiccated liver, you know, some 40 somewhat years later. Why is Argentine liver and Argentine originating glandulars so important?
Well, because in a lot of the South American countries, especially Argentina, it is totally banned. It's against the law to use antibiotics and steroids in your cattle. As a matter of fact, here's a funny story that Vince told me years ago. At one time, I guess in the 20s and 30s, Argentina was under the auspice of a dictator, and there was an American rancher who was caught using unnatural methods in raising his beef. You know what they did with him? They took him out and shot him.
Wow.
Yeah, they shot him.
We could use that kind of policy and procedure here dealing with AIG and some of the larger banks, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right, Carl. Some of these people should be shot.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's another show, right, Ron?
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason that you use Argentinian-originating glandulars is because of their purity, then. In other words, they're not using hormones, they're not using antibiotics in these animals throughout their whole lifespan. So these animals are pristine, so to speak.
And they're grass-fed. That's important. See, all our animals today in America, of course, they tout it on TV, grain-fed. Carl, cows should never be fed grains. If you let a cow eat what he wants to eat, he will eat grass, herbs, and leaves. But when they feed him grains are starches. They feed them grains so they can fatten them up. Years ago, I wrote an article about calories. Calories is a total myth, and that's on my website. They said, well, fats are high in calories, so we'll feed a lot of fats to our cattle. You know what happened to the cattle? They got lean. As Vince said, fats burn fat, Carl. Fats
right.
Don't make you fat. Fats have lipotropic factors.
Right. So, and you're right. And the other thing is that when you feed an animal something it's not genetically predisposed to eat, the animal, albeit may not look sick to you, but is sick. The quality of the meat changes, the quality of the fat changes, and in essence, we don't digest it well, and it doesn't become what we intended it to. And I'm a big proponent of free-range grass-fed beef. I buy it from a local farmer, which is another thing that people need to do. You need to strive to support the local farmers in your area. It will benefit you and it will benefit them. And it's going to be very, very important. We're going to be doing a show, hopefully by the end of this week, but probably not till beginning of next week, about a new bill at the House of Representatives right now that wants to take away people's rights to organic farm. But that's another show.
I know it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in touch with, Delora, Ms. Delora's office in Connecticut, because she's the one sponsoring the bill. Ironically, her husband has ties to Monsanto.
There you go.
So, you know, it's always true. You can follow the money. There's no doubt about it. But that's another show. I don't want to get into that. But anyway.
Can I for you?
Yes.
When I lived on the farm, my grandfather had cows that lived to be 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 years of age. You feed a cow grains, and the acidity of the grains will make sure that the cow, at most, will live 2 to 3 years.
Oh, I learned that from when I first started to drink raw milk. When I first started to drink raw milk, I learned that grass-fed cows that produce milk at the farms that I patronize live 12 to 13 years, but the average commercial dairy cow lives 3 to 4 years.
That's right.
So that tells you something right there. If they're dying that fast, they're not healthy all that time. And guess what? Unhealthy cows give unhealthy milk.
That's right.
End of story. Okay. So the glandulars that you use come from Argentina because they're pure and they're pristine and they're healthy. The thyroid glandular that we're talking about would be beneficial for anyone who is or concerned about their thyroid or knows for a fact that they're suffering from some sort of hypothyroid condition, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What type of doses, how much do they have to take?
Well, when you take thyroid, the dose isn't much. It's very, very, how can I say it?
Is it in micrograms, do you know?
You can get up to grams, but micrograms to grams, and it's a very low dose.
Right, okay, because I know with Armour Thyroid, they still use the archaic grain. They use grains, 2 grains, a half a grain of,
yes,
of thyroid. So I'm assuming that these small doses are similar to what is available at the glandulars that you offer as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then, what are we talking about cost-wise, and how long would a bottle of the glandular thyroid last someone generally?
Well, the GTA is very, very inexpensive. You're talking about 90 tablets, retails for $22, and you take 1 to 3 a day. And then after a while, what you can do is you can get down to 1 as a maintenance dosage. But remember, for the thyroid, Carl, for the thyroid, the number one nutrient initially is iodine.
So you have to make sure that you're getting adequate amounts of iodine as well.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Otherwise. Now, when individuals start on the GTA, how long does it take before they start to notice a change in their body?
Well, that all depends upon the person and the thyroid deficiency that he has. That's hard to say, but you should see some benefit within the month.
Really? That quickly?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And when you say benefit...
Plus if you add iodine also, because we are shy in iodine.
Yeah, and I personally get a lot of iodine purposely, but
yes.
I eat kelp. I have some really good quality different sources of underwater vegetation specifically because of the iodine content. So
yes.
So they will see some sort of results in a month. Generally, what kind of results are seen once someone replenishes their thyroid?
Gaining and losing weight, lethargic, cold hands, cold feet, improved bowel movements, being tired all the time, sleeping a lot, memory, definitely affects your memory. See, a malfunctioning thyroid, as my friend Dr. Harry Eidner Jr. always says, at latest count, the thyroid controls 1,000 body functions.
Yeah, I'll tell you something else the thyroid is linked to, and that is obstructive sleep apnea.
Yes.
The thyroid is a ductless gland, which means that thyroid hormone is leached into the bloodstream as blood passes through the thyroid. The areas closest to the thyroid seem to become the most dependent on thyroid hormone. Just kind of like if you're at a concert and you're the one that's closest to the speaker versus someone who's very, very far away from the speaker, you become a little bit immune, if you will, to the loud sound. Your body your hearing adjusts to it, and the tissue directly around the thyroid also adjusts to the great availability of thyroid hormone. Well, when the thyroid starts to dip, the tissue closest to it seems to suffer the greatest degree of its loss, i.e. the soft tissue at the palate and the brain because it's so close and the heart because it's just south of the thyroid. And so a lot of people who suffer from thyroid issues tend to notice changes in those areas right away. Obstructive sleep apnea has been linked to hypothyroidism. As a matter of fact, most of the most progressive sleep clinics now, when they have a person who has been diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, they tell them immediately to go get a thyroid test. The problem is that the doctors, it's hit or miss whether you get a doctor who knows what he's doing with your thyroid. So you may be told, well, it's not your thyroid, and then people go, well, see, the thyroid has nothing to do with obstructive sleep apnea, but that's just not correct. You have to find the right doctor then to do a complete thyroid workup and not just look at TSH by itself.
Well, I can test your thyroid in less than a minute with CRA, that's contact reflex analysis. It's called muscle testing. Very, very easy and very, very accurate.
Isn't that popular in traditional Chinese medicine also?
Well, the Chinese invented it. It was called acupuncture and acupressure, and then two Western holistic doctors, Dr. Richard Versendahl and George Goodhart, perfected AKI and contact reflex analysis.
All
muscle testing principles. See, the Orientals knew that for every gland in the body, there was a reflex point on the outside of the body to monitor that gland, Carl.
And, you know, and for those of you who think that this is a lot of hubbub, you have to also understand something else. The reverse of that is also true. People who undergo cosmetic surgery where they have large areas of their skin removed because of a great loss of fat, and they end up with these big flaps, if you will, those areas of skin that they have removed have direct repercussions on the organs that used to communicate with those points on the skin. It's been proven that people who have a lower body lift and have more than an inch and a half removed from the area at the base of the spine die from certain maladies at a greater degree once that flesh is removed. And so a lot of people don't believe in this type of stuff. They'll go, this isn't a science, it's a pseudoscience, or at best it's a guesswork. It's not guesswork. There are points on the outside of your body that completely correlate to an organ inside your body.
You're absolutely right. But the only people that suppress this is who? Medical doctors and drug companies.
Well, I don't want to say medical doctors in general. I want to say allopaths who have been schooled by pharmaceutical industry-driven curriculum.
Yes.
Where the only thing that can help you is a pill.
That's right.
And that's just total BS. But
that's right.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up with some other glandulars. I want to come back and I want to talk about the Argentine liver glandulars because this is also very important to our bodybuilding community out there. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Ron Kozloff. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want
want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now.
Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Listen Now button.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
In the night, I hear them talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless?
If you're feeling down because you've lost your soul to a woman so heartless, go to superhumanradio.com and get some free stuff. It'll make you feel better. We got lots of free stuff on superhumanradio.com. On the homepage, you can get a free sample of Concrete, Ibunex, which is a topical ibuprofen product, or Drive, which is a stimulant-free pre-workout supplement. Just go to superhumanradio.com homepage. Click the links, put in your information, and they'll send you the stuff for free. You never have to pay shipping and handling when you get free stuff at Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Ron Kozloff. We're talking about glandulars. Ron, the next thing I want to talk about is Argentine liver. Liver tablets have been the mainstay for bodybuilders back in the day, proposed to have built great strength and great physiques. How does it work?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask Mother Nature that, but it's a tremendous hormone precursor. At the University of Michigan, P.H. Irsoff did the test on liver in the early 1950s and found how phenomenal it was. Of its hormone procuration. See, liver contains a couple of phytochemicals. One is called cytochrome C, which draws oxygen to your bloodstream. And then P450 is one of the great detoxifiers known to man. And then also, like glands nourish like glands, it's a phenomenal protein.
And as a protein, I mean, it has a very, very complete amino acid profile from what I understand.
Absolutely.
So the Argentine...
I always tell people, milk, eggs, liver, and glands are the finest biological proteins for the human body. My grandfather on the farm knew that. Primitive people knew that, Carl.
Now, the Argentine liver tablets that you currently offer, how many do... I mean, I've heard of people taking some insane numbers or amounts of these tablets over the years. When I read Randy Roach's book, there was some bodybuilders back in the day that used to eat, you know, 20 and 30 of these tablets a day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I take 25 a day, 2,000 milligrams per tablet, which roughly is a serving of desiccated liver. Yes, that's not absurd. It's just a serving of liver.
Okay. So is that what you recommend people take of these?
No, you can take 5, you can take 10, but if you're a bodybuilder, you're going to reap the benefits of taking desiccated liver and glandulars. I mean, I have people routinely tell me that this stuff is phenomenal. They just can't believe it. And see, liver and glandulars went out of style when Bill Phillips took over bodybuilding in the early 90s with his Muscle Media 2000. He literally destroyed Vince when he said that liver, glands, amino acids, and oh, that was all old-time bodybuilding. And the kids bought it, and it sort of disappeared.
He said amino acids were passé?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And now some of the greatest research coming out of universities is that leucine, the amino acid leucine, is actually as effective as a weak anabolic steroid in building new muscle.
Absolutely. That's why Vince always said when you take liver, take a 2-to-1 ratio of amino acids.
Interesting.
And there's, see, there's two types of aminos. There's the polypeptide, where all the aminos are tied in a chain by a digestion, a pancreatic digestion of food. Then there's the real superior one, which is free-form singulars, as you know.
Right.
All of singulars in their individual form and then put together to create that type of amino acid. And I always tell people, if you're over 40 or 50, AminoPure, which I handle, which is free-form singulars, is going to be a boon to you, because I'm over 50. I take them myself.
Right, right.
Phenomenal, yeah. Phenomenal.
So the liver tablets, what kind of results do people see when they start using those?
Oh, vascularity, increased muscle size, right off the bat. Definition, right off the bat, absolutely.
Why don't you think people believe that this stuff is possible using these quote-unquote natural agents, and everyone turns to, you know, synthetics and chemistry?
Well, it's called marketing. And it's fast. You can take, for instance, when I owned the Powerhouse Gym, you could take anabolic steroids, and within a month, you'd be assured of putting on 10 or 15 pounds. See, everybody wants a quick fix today. Nobody wants to work for anything. Nobody wants to apply themselves. Everybody wants instantaneous gratification. And certainly you do get them with anabolic steroids, but see, it's just like the first law of physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. We've seen the opposite reaction of anabolic steroids, haven't we?
The jury is still out on that. I mean, I don't want to divert the show, but the jury, it just depends on what kind of anabolic steroids we're talking about. If we're talking about orals, we know that they do compromise the liver. Anyone taking oral anabolic steroids would probably benefit from taking liver tablets, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Replenish
the
liver.
Steroid in itself, they're natural steroids, and that's what glands are. Vince called them natural steroids. That's exactly what they are.
Well, now, and let's go to something else that's a natural steroid. You carry another glandular called Orchic.
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that properly?
Orchic.
Okay. And it's a more palatable name than testicles, I guess, right?
Both testicles. Yes, and if they read the article, looking back to my farm days, when I met my grandfather, he was in his 80s, and he was sexed in his 80s. And this is a funny story that I'm sure you'll get a kick out of, and the listeners. Two, three times a week, my grandmother would cook up these little oval things, and he'd cut them in even. And I'd say, Grandpa, I'd say, what are those? And he'd say, well, Ronald, he'd say they're sweetbreads, and out west they call them Rocky Mountain oysters. When you eat bull testicles, it nourish your testicles to crank out what? More testosterone.
So he told you this back then?
Back then, of course. Well, primitive people knew that.
Yeah.
The American Plains Indian knew that. Testicles were part of their diet. They ate the whole buffalo, Carl, whole buffalo.
So now, is Orchic testicles, is that what that is? Or
yes, bull testicles.
Once again, these are Argentine in origination?
Yes.
Okay, and so what kind of dose do you have to take of that on a daily basis?
Oh, you can take 1 to 2 to 3 tablets a day. Very, very light milligram-wise. You know, It's nothing that you have to overdose on.
Right. But obviously, though, and I remember in Randy Roach's book, there was someone back in the days of physical culture that wrote an article that you had to, in order to build bodybuilders, you had to build them from the balls up.
That's right.
And so they obviously understood the value of the endocrine system back then.
That's right.
And so this would have been one of the solutions for so-called building them from the balls up. Now, here's a question that just dawned on me. Can women take Orchic?
Well, of course. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine's wife, I trained her a couple of years ago, and I put her on the Sterol 11. He called me, and he said, look, he said, you're feeding my wife Orchic, bull testicles. And I said, well, what's wrong with that? He said, well, women shouldn't eat those. And I said, well, why not? I said, do you know when your wife builds muscle tissue, what builds the muscle tissue?
Yeah, testosterone.
Testosterone. Women are women because they secrete low levels of testosterone and high levels progesterone and estrogen. We're the exact opposite. But they still build their muscle tissue through what? Testosterone, Carl.
So women can benefit from this. And I bet you, I have to believe that it might be a mild aphrodisiac for women as well.
Of course.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Of course.
Yeah, because it stands to reason. You know, testosterone as a molecule, a hormone, if you ingest it orally, a certain amount of it does make it past the gastric system and the first pass liver. It's estimated that out of an oral preparation, that about 5 to 15% of it is actually absorbed and becomes bioavailable. So it has, and we have to realize that bull's testicles are loaded with testosterone. So just by virtue of the fact that the testosterone resides in there, and then some of it gets into you, your system, it's understandable how that would affect a woman for sure.
Absolutely. Well, let me say this. I've never had anyone who's taken the liver or the sterol 11 plus, anyone said it didn't work. They all said, my God, my strength goes up. I'm getting bigger. I'm getting more vascular, getting leaner. It works.
And, you know, and there's something else that needs to be said here. For those out there who are using drugs right now, for instance, I'm on hormone replacement therapy, doctor prescribed, but these are all beneficial to me as well, because if you can make gains using these without drugs, then you'll make even better gains using them with drugs.
Yes. Well, are you taking bioidentical hormones?
Well, that's a misnomer, actually, that's propagated by the compounding pharmacist. Nothing against compounding pharmacists, but I use injectable. I use testosterone enanthate, but the reality is that the ester is cleaved in the tissue. When I inject that oil into the muscle tissue of my leg, for instance, by the time it hits my bloodstream, it is bioidentical because the ester has been cleaved through hydrolysis. So the idea that I guess the right way to say it is, am I taking a preparation that is native in its and that's already bioidentical in its native form? And no, I'm not. I'm using a testosterone enanthate, but that's because testosterone enanthate produces a higher level conversion to estrogen, and I believe that men don't have enough estrogen. And that's why we develop Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis at a greater rate than women do until women go through menopause. So I wanted this slightly higher conversion to estrogen, so that's why I'm using that. But in the beginning, I did use the bioidentical creams. I did.
Well, you know, Dr. Harry Eidner Jr., who is the creme de la creme food scientist and biochemist in America, says we're swimming in a sea of estrogen simply because all the pesticides and chemicals mimic.
Right. Phytoestrogens and
we are swimming in a sea. All your pesticides on the farm, all your additives in food. Yes, absolutely.
They're called xenoestrogens when they're synthetic, and phytoestrogens when they're found naturally in nature. And you're right. We're bombarded with these, and that potentially could be at the root of the reason that there is an almost epidemic proportion of young men becoming hypogonadic in this day and age. Young men in their 30s who have hypogonadism, very, very low testosterone levels. And there's a lot of people out there trying to find out why that is. Some are saying it's the xeno and phytoestrogens. Others are saying that there are other molecules we're being bombarded with. One of them is phthalates. I did a show 2 years ago about phthalates. They are actually anti-androgens. They attach to the androgen receptor and block the uptake of androgens, and they have a greater affinity to the androgen receptor than testosterone does, so they stay put for a much longer period of time. But you're right. We are being bombarded with agents that are literally sterilizing our men.
Absolutely. I think I heard on the radio the other day that 60% of all the crocodiles in the Florida Keys are now women and are disappearing.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well,
that's having a profound effect upon our sea life. And I wrote an article, if anybody's interested, on my website called Why Man or Why the World Cannot Survive Another 100 Years. We're like a big pimple coming to a head, Carl.
Yeah, well, I believe that. You know what? You don't have to be into signs or biblical terminology or Nostradamus or any of that sort of stuff, to see that we have crapped on ourselves for so long. It's finally catching up to us in all aspects. Disease, housing, the economic situation. You know, people are just, we just can't keep doing what we're doing. That's very clear right now.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
All right, let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We're talking today with Ron Kozloff about the importance of adding glandulars to your diet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I don't want to be that call at 4 o'clock in the morning. Cause I'm the only one you know in the world that won't be home.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Hey, who wants to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekday.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Until the AM, y'all don't understand. Make me throw my hands in the air, air.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Oh, hot damn. This is my
Ron, what other glandulars do you carry that you feel are important for people to be aware of? You there, Ron?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. What other glandulars do you carry that you feel are important for people to be aware of?
Well, of course, the liver, the orchic, the thymus, the heart, which I take myself because when I was a kid, I had the fever. I had a virus in my heart, so I take 2 cardio plus every day to keep my heart strong. The lung, the pituitary, the adrenals, the kidney, prostate, the pancreas, especially the one when people have a very difficult time losing weight, the hypothalamus. See, a lot of people will yo-yo. They'll gain 10 pounds, lose 20 pounds, gain 15 pounds. They go up and down. The hypothalamus will shut off, and they can't lose weight. What I do is put them on hypothalamus to regenerate it so you can lose weight again.
So you carry thymus extract as well?
Yes, oh yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, I carry all standard and biotic products.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I've seen anyone else out there that carries glandulars anymore.
There's just a few companies that do, Carl.
You know what? During the break, I was thinking to myself, I know that your website's motto is, you know, the old-time bodybuilding company.
Yes.
But I guess I kind of feel like we should be able to blend what worked in the past with what works today. I don't understand this concept that we have to abandon everything that worked in the past for what works today. Why can't we just blend it together? If these things worked in the past, we should embrace them and use them, and we should use the things that work today in concert with them. And it doesn't have to, it's not a war. It's not you were right and I was wrong.
That's
people
right.
Should take advantage of everything that works.
Absolutely, but you see, it all comes back to marketing. We always have to have something new. And I tell people, well, when they say, well, what's new in NSP? I'll say, well, what's old and proven? But they don't want to hear that because we're inundated by Madison Avenue. We're bombarded by what they call mass marketing, Carl. You know that yourself.
Yeah.
Mass marketing. You can convince people to do anything you want them to do by mass marketing something. It's been proven that you can sell a product and create a demand for it for something that doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
I find it
interesting that in the word mass is the word ass.
Well, that's what I call the Homer Simpson mentality.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Well, you've got some great products. I want my listeners to go and visit the website. The website is Vince Gironda, VinceGironda, dash or hyphen, N like Nancy, S like Sam, P like Paul, NSP.com. Check out the website. There's lots of great articles that Ron writes. There's lots of great products. There's products that you will not find anywhere else. I can assure you of that. So check out the VinceGironda-NSP.com website and learn more about glandulars. I'm going to start using them. I can tell you that. I already told you, Ron, I'm ordering some of them.
Yes.
I'm ordering the thyroid. I'm ordering the orchic. I'm going to order the thymus now that I know you have that as well. Okay, Ron, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and appearing on Superhuman Radio. And also, thank you for being a sponsor of the show. And you know you were invited because I believe in your products.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, and we will have another great show for you tomorrow. So tune in then, and I'll be here. So I hope you will too. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at Need.
NeedToBuildMuscle.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Bananas! 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 Bananas!
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Before we get started on today's show, I just want to remind the listeners to patronize the sponsors of Superhuman Radio whenever possible, because they are the reason that the show exists. I sell nothing. I am not a personal trainer. I don't ask you to buy my books. I do, however, ask you to listen to me drone on about this stuff that we talk about on the show. I'm assuming you like that stuff. That's why you tune back in. But anyway, you know, the sponsors make the show possible. Sponsors like American Whey, they really do have a great whey protein powder at a fantastic price. You can visit their website at AmericanWhey.com. Check them out. You can contact them, get free samples of their protein powders to check out and make decisions on your own. So, again, patronize the sponsors whenever possible. You know, in shows over the years, the word proprioception has come up more recently when I interviewed Randy Roach, and we revealed that after losing his sight
while writing the book Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. He continues to not only train himself as a bodybuilder, but he is also continues to be a personal trainer, a hands-on personal trainer. And Randy talked about his proprioception senses becoming more acute as he became blinder and lost more vision and became blind. And, you know, this has really intrigued me for a long time, the whole concept of proprioception and what does it do? What can it do if we use it properly? And so my guest today to explore this concept is actually someone who has contributed to the show in the past in the background by sending me studies that he thought I needed to be aware of and so on and so forth. And it's Mike T. Nelson. Mike is a PhD candidate at the University of Minnesota. You know, he's got a lot of credits to him. He's a Z-Health Master Trainer. He's a Russian Kettlebell Certified Instructor. You can check him out at both his website, MikeTNelson.com, and also MikeTNelson.blogspot.com. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thanks, Carl. It's an honor and privilege to be here. Much appreciated.
Yeah, you know, you've always snuck me studies and said, hey, you need to... As a matter of fact, you're the guy who sent me the study on 20 grams of protein eliciting the greatest response in protein synthesis.
Correct.
And we just did that show.
That was a good show.
Yeah, and just recently. I want to say it was this month, but I don't. February is bled together with January for me, so I'm not sure. But you were kind enough to send that study to me. Anyway, you know, we hear a lot about this word proprioception. My earliest contact with this word was when I interviewed the fellow from Z-Health training program. What's his name? Dr. Watt.
Dr. Cobb?
Yes, Cobb, right. And he was the first one who started talking to me about proprioception and its importance and so on. So let's start out with this. What exactly is proprioception?
The simple definition is it's your body's ability to judge where it is in space, primarily referred to for example, your limbs in space. So if you get pulled over by a cop, for example, they'll pull you out of your car, they'll take you out, have you keep your head in the same position, close your eyes. Okay, now I want you to touch your nose. Even though your head isn't moving, your eyes are closed, you're still able to touch your nose and not poke your eye out. So your body is sensing where your limb is in space relative to your nose.
Okay. Now, this concept, while the actual word proprioception seems not to have been used specifically until about 1906 by a fellow named Charles Scott Sherrington.
Correct.
The concept of proprioception dates back to the mid-1500s when individuals, learned individuals, started to realize that there was this kind of bidirectional communication between the brain and other parts of the body.
Correct.
So, and you know, I didn't think of proprioception the way you just described it, but that really is an accurate use of it. I mean, being able to find your nose with your eyes closed. I mean, you know, that's really is kind of crystallizes the whole concept of how we use proprioception in a day-to-day life.
Sure.
But as it relates to training, you know, give me an example of proprioception in action in the gym, for instance.
Sure. The hard part is, in reality, you really have a combination of proprioception, so information from your joints and your from limbs, and your eyes. So we do most of our work in the gym with our eyes open, and also your ears in terms of hearing and also your ability to sense balance. The inner ear has these three components that can sense balance and movement. So in reality, when we do any exercise, we're actually combining those three into like a map, and our brain is executing that map based on those inputs in order for us to complete, say, a squat, deadlift, bench press, whatever we happen to be doing.
Okay. Now, differentiate kinesthesia and proprioception, because they're kind of interrelated, correct?
Yeah, they seem to be interrelated. I know some of the kinesthesia stuff states that it's more the motion of the body.
Right.
It gets to be kind of confusing. Even like proprioceptive information can be split out into, is it just coming from the joints? Am I getting, you know, sensations from my gut possibly because my stomach's moving funny. So it can get kind of blurry pretty quick.
Yeah, and I guess the concept of proprioception has a lot more to do, as you said, with muscle and tendon and ligaments and so on, as opposed to organs or interoceptive senses like, you know, hearing and vision and so on.
Sure.
So
sure.
We're constantly getting this feedback from our muscles and our tendons and our ligaments, telling us where those parts of our bodies are. I guess it's kind of like keeping tabs on the body.
Yep, exactly. And that's because your body is survival orientated. Unfortunately, your body really only cares about survival. It's not very performance orientated. So in order for us to survive, it's highly important that we know where our body is at all times.
Now, in the gym, is there a benefit to, let's say, exercising periodically and actually not putting yourself in harm's way, but exercising periodically with your eyes closed, for instance?
I think there can be some benefit, but I guess the better way I like to look at it, and this is based on some concepts from Z Health, is if the body is always running a map to try and determine where it's at and how it's moving, how can we actually improve the clarity of that map? You know, how can we make the map better? So if I want to drive from here to Chicago and I'm in the Minnesota and I have a horrible map, I may still get there, but it's probably not going to be very efficient. If I have a really good map, I can get on, not make a lot of wrong turns, and get there in a very efficient manner. So one of the ways we can improve the body's map is by joint mobility work. We know that a lot of the proprioception comes from receptors in the joints. Does it make sense? The joints are, hopefully, the only things that are really moving when our body is moving around. So the body has located a lot of mechanoreceptors to sense that joint movement there. And over time, what happens is our body tends to lose the ability to do full range of motion with all of our joints. So in essence, we're walking around with a little bit of a bad or cloudy or fuzzy map. The map isn't quite as clear as what it should be.
We forgot about that shortcut back road, or by taking the shortcut back road, we forgot about the way we used to get there. So in other words, this concept of losing muscle memory almost, or
sure,
or motion memory, where we used to be able to. And I know that this is a big issue for the elderly.
Yep.
As individuals age and they tend to be less active, they end up with body contortions as a result of muscles becoming dominant and other muscles not working properly any longer. And
exactly.
A lot of that has to do with, I mean, simple things like getting out of your chair become challenging because you're not. And I'll tell you something interesting. I've started to become aware of my feet. We really take our feet for granted. You know, our feet tend to bend thousands and millions of times in one direction, but not the other direction. I'm starting to understand that, you know, foot flexibility has a great role in strength. The same way that your hands and your forearms allow you to pull, your feet play a large role in those types of movements where you're planted on the ground.
Yes, exactly.
And so, this is obviously another example of proprioception. When we're born, these functions are all there, but when we don't use them frequently enough, all of a sudden the body goes, you know, I'm going to make room on this hard drive for other things that we do every day and just push this other stuff to a lower priority.
Yep, exactly. It's, you know, use it or lose it, right? You watch kids run around and they can do full squats or jumping off your couch, whatever. They have a, you know, pretty much a full range of motion. Now, they may not be super coordinated yet in certain positions, but they do a good job of having a full range of motion. And I think because of the lifestyle that most of us lead nowadays, it's exactly your point, you know, use it or lose it. Your body goes, I was able to put my arm back behind my body for a while, but it's never really been there in a long time, so I don't really need to do that. It's okay.
Right. Yeah, the body
is adapting.
The body is always looking for ways to manage all of its tasks, and if it can eliminate some of them, it's happy to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's always adapting. The amazing part is it almost never loses its ability to adapt.
Yeah.
Even in disease states, it's adapting just kind of in the wrong direction.
Right. All right, well, we're talking today with Mike T. Nelson about the concept of proprioception. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we return, we'll pick up the interview. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Oh, hot damn. This is my jam. Keeping the party into the AM. Y'all don't understand. Make me throw my hands in the air. Air, 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 air.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Listen Now button.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody, there's lots of free stuff at superhumanradio.com. You go to the homepage, scroll down to the area appropriately titled Free Stuff. You'll find ways to get free samples of Concrete, this new creatine molecule that I can promise you is going to be very, very exciting and all the buzz here very shortly because of a clinical study that Promera just completed. You can also get free samples of Ibunex, topical ibuprofen, and free samples of Drive. It's a pre-workout supplement that does not have any stimulants in it, so you can use it at night before training if you like to train in the evening and still get to sleep. And all of these are sent exclusively and absolutely free. You don't have to pay for shipping and handling or any of that sort of scammy stuff.
Just go to superhumanradio.com, fill in the form, and it will be mailed out to you directly from the manufacturer. My guest today is Mike T. Nelson. We're talking about proprioception, why it's even important, and how it can benefit you. So, Mike, what can people do, do you think, if they want to increase their level of proprioception, and would that help them in their you know, pursuit of greater strength gains?
Oh, sure. As I was mentioning before, I think probably the best way, or at least one of the ways it's very underutilized, is joint mobility work. So as we're talking about with the kids who have a, you know, pretty much a full range of motion, adults over time, and even younger people, they lose that full range of motion in their joints. And the other thing that can happen, too, is the term coined is sensory motor amnesia, meaning that if a joint doesn't really get moved over time, your body actually kind of forgets certain ranges of motion. And it sort of, like you were talking about before, shuts down the signals coming from there to the brain. So it's kind of like it forgot what it's supposed to do.
Could this manifest itself as a stiffness? You know, like, oh, I just...
Yeah. A lot of times what you see is an area gets stiff because it doesn't move a lot. So the body goes, hey, you're not moving this a lot. Maybe it doesn't need to move. So it doesn't move a lot, and it starts to get real stiff. And many times, after it gets stiff and it keeps going on, it can start to become painful in those areas, too. So by moving those areas again, you start to get that full range of motion again. You get rid of the sensory motor amnesia, and your map, your body's ability to sense where that joint is in space through a full range of motion, gets better.
I wonder how much of proprioception is peripheral and how much of proprioception is central nervous system. And the only reason why I say that is because every day more and more studies are being published that are starting to elucidate the influence of exercise on neuroplasticity, especially in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm wondering, like, is it, we feel it in the joint, you know, that we're stiff, we can't get into that position any longer, like we used to be so, we say, oh, we used to be so flexible. I mean, really, when you think of flexibility, I think most people think of aging and the lack of flexibility as the ligaments and the muscles becoming rigid and stiff and almost, you know, crystallizing. And so, oh, I just can't. But the reality is the ligaments are just as pliable as they've ever been. The muscles are just as dynamic as they've ever been. But it's the lack of impulse from the nervous system that causes us not to be able to get into those positions anymore. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, in general, I would agree with that. I mean, I think that's one thing I see a lot just doing exercises with people that, you know, I had a guy comes in, it was like 6-8 months ago, you know, shoulder test, can't get a shoulder all the way up. He's like, it's been that way for, I think he said, like 8 months. And most people would say, well, he's got a frozen shoulder. He's got, yeah, you know, mechanical changes in there that are not allowing it to get that range of motion. We do some joint mobility stuff, do some specific exercises, and lo and behold, at the end of the session, you know, an hour later, half hour, hey, your shoulder goes all the way up now. It's like, well, wait a minute. If that had been a mechanical change, it's highly unlikely that that would have changed that fast.
Right.
But I think it's to your point that, again, the brain is trying to protect itself. If it's unable to get the shoulder there safely, probably not going to allow it to do it. One of the terms is the arthrokinetic reflex. So, for example, if I injure my right elbow and it's injured, it doesn't feel very good, everyone knows that I'm not going to be able to do a heavy bicep curl with that arm. And the reason is your brain is going to start to shut down those muscles to try and protect that joint. It says, hey, you've got a buggered up right joint. I'm really not going to allow you to lift anything heavy there because I'm going to try, as hard as I can, to prevent you from doing further damage to it. So again, by doing joint mobility, you can tell the brain, hey, your right elbow is actually good. It can execute a full range of motion. So therefore, the muscles that cross it, they should be stronger, will allow you to lift some heavy stuff.
You know, obviously there are actionable steps that people can take in order to increase
joint mobility and muscle articulation, and actually enhance their nervous system, or kind of reconnect their nervous system to do these things. Mm-hmm. Is it important to do whole body articulation movements, or is it more important to look at what you've lost and just focus on that?
Yeah, excellent question. The Z-Health way, which I agree with, is initially looking at R phase, which is just isolated joint movements. So you're taking each joint and you're taking it through a full range of motion. Because what you find is that certain joints tend to lose those ranges of motion. And the analogy Dr. Cobb uses, it's like if you want to learn a foreign language. Right? If you want to learn a foreign language, you have to learn the letters first. So isolated joint mobility work is like learning the letters. And then after that, once you get those under good control, I agree with your point that you'd want to integrate them into more of full body motions. So now I'm going to start to integrate those maybe in a lunge pattern. Maybe I'm doing right wrist work, I'm going to lunge forward, I'm going to rotate up my torso to the right, and maybe I'm going to look with my head left and do a wrist motion. So now you're starting to integrate them into motions that also tend to look more athletic also. So you're now building the words in order to learn your foreign language.
Interesting. And isn't it funny?
Most people need to start with the isolation.
The alphabet. The alphabet. Learn the alphabet first. Isn't it funny that we use the word articulation both, you know, across the board with speech and with this type of muscle functionality?
Exactly.
And it's like, and so theoretically, and I had the same conversation with Dr. Cobb, and I said, mm-hmm. You know, what we're looking to do is build our muscular vocabulary. So the more mm-hmm. the more words you know, the smarter you sound. I almost said the more smarter you sound. Just indicative of the my lack of necessary vocabulary. But anyway, but the truth of the matter is, the more motions you learn, then you have a greater degree of muscle vocabulary, if you will, and you're going to have a greater degree of strength and dexterity as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What are the muscles? What are the joints most that you see? You mentioned earlier that you know there's certain joints that are most likely to lose their functionality in people. What are the ones that you see?
The ones I see most common, like you had mentioned before about the feet and ankles. If you look at the structure of the foot and the ankle, there's tons of really small bones in there, and it should have actually a lot of range of motion. I mean, that's what it's designed for. It should move and flex freely, but unfortunately, because of shoes and that sort of thing, most people's feet and ankles are very stiff and don't move a lot. And with each step, you're distributing that force, you know, further up and through your body, through the kinetic chain, and you've already kind of gummed it up before you started. But I see that one a lot, thoracic spine, sometimes in the hips, and then wrists. I mean, those are the ones I see probably the most often.
Yeah, you know what's really funny? I squat and deadlift in stocking feet.
I love that.
Well, and you know, it's not like, I mean, I've seen other people do it, but that's not why I do it. I do it because it makes sense. I thought about this. I thought, you know, my body, my spine, and my body's distribution of load formed as a baby in bare feet, or mm-hmm. as you know, you never buy a baby a high heel shoe. They always have very, very flat shoes. You want to emulate the ground. And the reason for that is because you want the spine and the body and the hips to all form without any influences whatsoever of, you know, shifting the balance of weight.
Right.
And then we load the bar with 500 pounds, and we have these, you know, these running shoes on, and they have like an inch to a three-quarter of an inch lift in the back, and they basically shift your weight to the front of your shins and your knees, and it's like, wait a minute. At a time when you have all of this massive weight on your back, you should be standing on the ground with your feet, because that's the way your spine formed, and that's the way your body is designed to handle itself. And it just baffles me when I see people deadlifting and squatting. Any movement that you're doing where your feet being planted on the floor play a large role, even a floor press, for instance,
mm-hmm.
you should be in barefoot, or if you don't want to be in barefoot, you know, or stocking foot, then get a pair of Chuck Taylors, because they have no lift, they have no
anything. Get the most minimalist shoe you can find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me when I see people doing that kind of work. We're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about the concept of the Z Health method, but more importantly, the whole idea of the joint, you know, joint articulation and so on. You're listening to Mike T. Nelson. We're talking about proprioception today on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and join.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Welcome back. Mary J. Blige obviously understands proprioception. We're talking today with Mike T. Nelson from the University of Minnesota about proprioception and what you can do to increase your degree of proprioception, how it can affect you in strength and in health. You know, Mike, one of the problems I have with the whole concept of joint mobility work, you know, Dr. Cobb has a good book and a fantastic program out there. There's a couple other people out there who talk about it regularly as well. But my biggest challenge is it requires, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but it appears to require great dedication and time to, you know, if you're going to do a whole body routine to increase joint mobility, you've really got to, I mean, it's a workout in and of itself, isn't it?
Yes and no. I kind of look at it depending upon how much work you actually need to do. So most clients, athletes I work with, if the more sort of messed up they are, the more joint mobility and other work they'll need to do. If they're pretty good at moving already, they're probably not going to need quite as much. So it can vary from as little as, you know, 5 minutes a day to 20 minutes, half hour a day. I mean, there's few people that I'd have probably do more than a half hour a day. I mean, some people maybe 2 20-minute sessions, but that's more the exception than the rule. So I'd like to have people do it more throughout the day. So if you've got a lot of people that are in a desk, for example, a lot of desk jockeys, you know, I've even told them to do the mobility work in the bathroom if they have to. You know, every time you drink your water, run to the bathroom, do a couple, you know, drills there, okay, go back to your cube. You know, you're trying to keep your body to function as optimal as possible all the time.
Right.
So that you're giving it the correct input.
So when you see a client for joint mobility work, do you first assess where they need work, or do you just start teaching them, look, these are the things that you need to do to keep your whole body flexible? Is it more proactive or is it more reactive, your approach?
If you're doing it in a classroom setting, you're kind of just teaching them the basics. For more of the personal consultations I do, it's all customized. The really cool thing about precision joint mobility work is that we're actually working with the nervous system. So, for example, I'll do usually a gait assessment or some other assessments. I'll try a drill. And I'll have them walk again. I'll reassess them, like, literally within seconds. And because we're addressing the nervous system, I can then tell, did that make a difference or not?
That quickly,
yep. So when they leave, they have a list of 3 to 5 exercises that they're going to do. The number of reps that most people do is pretty low, like 3 to 5 reps, as long as it's done the correct way. And if they're really trying to work on something, I'll have them repeat that about 3 to 4 times a day. The reason for that is to get that overlap, because we know that initially the exercises, in my experience, this is anecdotal, seem to only hold about 2 to 5 hours with someone that needs a fair amount of work. So we're having them repeat that about 3 times a day or so to get enough overlap, so that over time, to their brain, it becomes sort of their new normal. So that really it sticks there. So that when they come back, you know, in the next month or whenever their next time is, we can go, all right, those look pretty good. Just do a couple reps a day whenever you need to. And let's move on to the next set of exercises.
That makes perfect sense because we know that the brain, you know, is constantly taking inventory of what it needs to keep in, let's say, the RAM section that needs access right away, and what it can store away in the archive and compress, where you have to sit and think about it for a while to go, oh, yeah, now I remember that.
Right.
And it's probably doing that in millisecond intervals with motion or, you know, movement-related data. And so it makes perfect sense that in the early stages of recovery, for lack of better terms, or recovery of these motions, you have to do it several times a day so that the brain goes, oh, this is becoming a high priority. I need to keep this in the RAM section from now on.
Right. You're forcing it to, again, the brain's always, you know, the body's always adapting. You're almost like forcing it to adapt to something better because you keep giving it that stimulus and goes, oh, okay, that's right. This thing here.
Yeah, right. You keep calling for it, so it keeps it at its fingertips, so to speak. What kind of effects does this have with athletes when they start? I mean, I'm sure that you're getting a lot of young athletes too that don't necessarily have what they think are range of motion issues, and so on. And then all of a sudden you assess them and you go, you know, do these exercises, and they're thinking to themselves, you know, what is this going to do for me? But what actually ends up happening with them?
Sure, all sorts of stuff. I mean, some of the demonstrations we do are pretty cool. There's reflex in the foot like around the area of the cuboid area. And what you can do is you can just do a muscle test for the glute med, so the muscle in your butt. And a lot of times what you find, because of the, you know, the shoes and the stiff feet, a lot of people, their inactivity in their glutes, what I've seen is it's actually related to a joint that gets stuck down in their foot.
Really?
It makes sense. Back to our elbow example, right? If I injure my right elbow or my mobility there is not as good as it should be due to the arthrokinetic reflex, my muscles are going to be weaker there. But now when we look at gait, running, sprinting, whatever, with each foot strike, the muscles and the joints in the foot have to time to the hip, right? So if my ankles are really messed up, neurologically my brain's going to go, well, all those big driving muscles in the hip, you know, they cross the hip area, I'm going to start shutting those down a little bit because I don't want you to go out and exert a high force on an unstable ankle or an ankle that's not up to par. So by literally just doing a drill to open that area, you retest them, and they're like, well, what the heck was that?
Right.
And a lot of times what you see then in terms of performance, had one guy do it for squat. His squat actually got worse initially because his, you know, his brain is trying to remap and trying to relearn that movement. But that was for a couple weeks, and after that, it, you know, went up quite a bit. So that's normally what you see is that sometimes performance will increase automatically. Sometimes it'll drop a little bit, and then it'll come back. Because in essence, you're with a glute that's firing, you're doing almost a new exercise for your body. So it takes a little while for it to learn that, and then since it's working more efficiently, you know, performance then goes up.
Can you look at a person and just by looking at them, like, okay, let me step back. I have a term that I like to use called occupational hypertrophy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, and you know, if you're a carpenter and you swing a hammer with your right hand for 30 years, guess what? Your right forearm looks like it belongs to Popeyes.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a, you
mechanics.
Know, yeah, we get it. If you, I drove a sports car for many years, and my left quad has a great flare, but that my right one doesn't. That's because I basically did a one-legged lunge many times a day in and out of that car.
Sure.
And you know, and you can see this in the gym. If you look at people walking around, you'll notice that their right gastroc is usually much larger than the left, and that's from working the gas pedal and the brake of their car. The older they are, the more extreme it is. So with that being said, this whole concept of occupational hypertrophy, can you look at a person sometimes and go, wow, flat ass. They're not using their glutes at all. This is what's going on with them. Like, because I also know people who walk with their feet splayed tend to have very weak hamstrings.
Yep.
Do you, when you look at somebody, do you start to size them up right away and go, wow, this person needs some work to start activating those muscles right there?
Yeah. You can look at two things, exactly your point. You can look at muscle size. I tend to try to compare left side to right side. I mean, what's their symmetry? And then also I look at what's the movement. You know, everyone, if you want to see bad movement, it seems like go to an airport or a mall and just watch most people walk around, and it's like, wow. I mean, it's amazing. But then again, you watch, say, like the Super Bowl, and you watch athletes there who are doing amazing things, but they make it look easy. They make it look fluid. They make it look efficient. They make it look like, oh, I could go out and do that, even though you can't.
Right.
So that I kind of look at the overall movement also.
And now, as a result of that, when you look at these people, like if you looked at somebody that literally had no glutes at all, would you automatically start to think ankles, or do you look? You have to assess deeper than that because anything could affect the glutes at that point in time.
Yeah, it's true that, you know, Dr. Cobb likes to say anything can affect anything, which it definitely is true. But there seems to be generalities. Like you can watch when someone walks, the transfer through, especially the lower SI joint area, you know, right above low back area, you should see a nice rotation in the glutes, at least. What you see in a lot of people is there's not much rotation there.
Right.
It's kind of more to this shimmy, like, side to side.
Right. And you know what? I'm guilty of that, too. And the funny thing is that when I do treadmill work,
yeah,
I really think about my glutes. As a matter of fact, sometimes what I do with treadmill work on purpose is I call it the Frankfurter pushcart guy. You know, when I lived in New York, you know, they had the Sabret Frankfurter guys. They would run through the streets to get to their corners, and they would push these very, very heavy hot dog carts. And so what I do on the treadmill is I grab the handrails on the side, and I lean forward a little bit, and I push through my heels and let my glutes do all of the work. And it's and you know, you really have to think about it the first time you do it to keep do, you could do it for a couple strides, but then your body goes back to where it wants to go, which is shifting the work to, you know, the hamstrings and the hip muscles and so on and so forth. And it takes a lot of concentration, and to do it for 30 minutes continuously is really an arduous task. You don't realize, and your glutes should be able to do that all day long because they should be right there. But the truth of the matter is, most of us do have a stylized walk, if you will, that we think looks cool, and we kind of leave out all these other muscles that need to be working, and they're not.
Yeah, and your comment on the treadmill, I'd actually have people, if they're my athletes, I'd have them go push a car instead, because there's, if you look at how the body gets information, the thing about treadmills is they tend to promote an unnatural gait pattern because the ground's moving underneath you,
and you're
just kind of walking around on it.
Right.
And then in addition to the concept of your proprioception, you get all this information from your joints to your brain that says, hey, your body's moving. You're like, oh, cool. But now your vision says, hey, you haven't gone anywhere. You're the same darn place that you started, you know, 30 minutes ago.
Right.
And so I think that may cause some confusion in your brain. So I'd rather have people do a task where they're like pushing a car or something where they're actually moving their body at the same point.
You know, that's interesting, because when I'm on a treadmill, that we have a cardio theater at my gym now, the gym that I go to now, and so, you know, I have a big movie screen.
And
if I'm running on the treadmill, and I'm watching the screen, and all of a sudden action starts moving from the left of the screen to the right of the screen, I start, my track starts changing. I start going to the left on the treadmill, and sometimes I step on the part that's not moving. It makes this, it sounds like a car burning rubber. And it's like, you know, I have to catch myself. It's like, and then I have to look down. I have to look down at the LED board in front of me to stabilize. Because
what you're doing is you're cutting your visual field, right?
Yeah, because my legs seem to want to go where my eyes go.
Makes sense, right? It's your body's designed to do.
But it's unnatural. So really, the reality is that people who spend hours on treadmills, running in place and have no problem watching a movie, are really damaging their proprioceptive skills.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing themselves any favor at the very least, because you're giving your body the wrong stimulus, right? You want to give it a stimulus that, okay, I'm moving, my eyes are telling me I'm moving, my joints are telling me I'm moving. But now a treadmill, we're doing an unnatural gait, and you combine that with bad visual information. I think it's definitely not good. How much of an issue it causes, it's hard to say, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, it really is worth thinking about. You know what? And it comes back to, you know, raw foods, natural foods, and it comes back to, like, instead of walking on a treadmill, go outside and walk.
Go outside. Yeah,
you know what's wrong with walking outside? I mean, you know what? I'm going to start doing I've been doing my cardio early in the morning on an elliptical machine, but I'm going to start walking in the morning instead. I think that there's a lot more value to getting outside and walking, especially when we're talking about these types of issues.
Oh,
just working on a treadmill or whatever. I mean, it just stands to reason. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. We're talking with Mike T. Nelson about proprioception. This is an important subject. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The girl who never wants to be alone. I don't want to be that calling at 4 o'clock in the morning. Cause I'm the only one you know in the world that won't be home.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Throwing you off?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a player on the track. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke.
You're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You're looking for in the day.
Just want to remind you that there's a new sponsor to Superhuman Radio, and that's ProBodybuilding.com. You can go there and do live video chats with professional bodybuilders. They've got great articles, forum. But the really exciting thing is if you're a competitive bodybuilder, especially, you know, obviously amateur bodybuilder, they give away $25,000 a month to amateur bodybuilders in their online competitions. It's so simple. If you are ready for a competition or just finishing up a competition and you have, you're in contest shape, you take photos of yourself, you put them up on probodybuilding.com, you put your stats up there, and then people come and vote in your category for who has the best physique. And those winners win thousands of dollars every single month. I mean, it's really an amazing opportunity for those of you out there who are competing to garner a few thousand dollars a month by just you know, putting your pictures up there and having the public vote on who has the best physique. Check it out, probodybuilding.com, where pro is a state of mind. My guest today is Mike Nelson from University of Minnesota. And we're talking about proprioception. And, you know, Mike, I have to believe that this has a benefit for the elderly. Obviously, I think we talked about that briefly.
Sure.
But do you work with any elderly people at all?
Not per se elderly. I do work with some, I guess you could say, older people. But, yeah, I mean, the nice part is it has a benefit for just about everyone, unfortunately, due to our current lifestyle and movement habits.
Yeah, I know. It's really amazing. And I wonder if proprioception would be an issue if it wasn't for our civilization's propensity to sit still most of the time.
Yeah, I think it'd be much, much less of an issue.
Yeah. So, in summary, I mean, where can people learn about the process of joint mobility and joint stability work?
Sure. Obviously, the ZHealth website has some stuff, which is www.zhealth.net. And then I have almost coming up on 2 years of articles and research tips and stuff on my blog, which you mentioned at the beginning, which is just miketnelson.blogspot.com. I've got a lot of the ZHealth information there, too. They can pick up the R-Phase manuals, and if they have any questions, they can definitely email me, too.
You know, and it's important. I want to spell it out because there's a couple different ways to spell Nelson. It's Mike T, N-E-L-S-O-N.
Correct. Blogspot.com.
Right, .blogspot.com. And then you also have your own website. Can people get to your blogspot from your website?
I think they can. I'll double check to make sure. But the other one is just MikeTNelson.com.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool website as well. How'd you get that URL, man? There was no one else using Mike T. Nelson, huh?
I was amazed, actually. Mike Nelson, who used to host the Mystery Science Theater 3000, who's from Minnesota. So I get mixed up with him once in a while. But
yeah. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Better for you, better for him?
I don't know. I haven't seen what he's been doing lately, so I don't know.
Yeah. But in summary also, the joints that seem to have the greatest problem, with you're saying the ankles, obviously the feet, the ankles seem to take, and it makes perfect sense because it takes the beating of a lifetime.
Sure.
You know, we're on our feet a lot, and obviously the weight of our body is just crushing down on them, and the restrictiveness of shoes, and poor women. I bet you have a lot of problems with women in proprioceptive issues, especially those who wear high heels throughout the day
for
work.
Yeah, high heels are horrible. I mean, I've seen people come in not wearing their heels, and I've watched them walk, and it just looked like they were still wearing high heels. You know, just, yeah. And you can do an internet search. There's some, I think it's China that had people wear some very odd-looking shoes, and you can see toes that wrap around in all sorts of funny directions. And, yeah, because, again, your body is just adapting to what you're giving it, and it's just not adapting in what we'd like to go in a positive direction.
You know, it's interesting because I have a feeling that style has a great influence on the degrading of proprioceptive skills. And I'll give you for instance. I bet you this is going to be one that's going to happen eventually. You know, these kids who sag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you sag, your pants have to be just at the right level below the cheeks of your ass. You can't go any further than that. And you're a bum, but, you know, any higher than that, you're not really sagging. So what ends up happening is if you watch these guys walk, a lot of times, first of all, they're holding their pants with one of their hands as they walk. So that means that shoulder is down lower than the other shoulder as they're going through life. The other thing is they tend to bend their knees and kind of in a partial, like a one-tenth of a squat position all the time because they're trying to use their thighs to spread out and keep their pants from sliding any further down.
Mm-hmm.
Now just imagine, now imagine this person with no clothes on. You're looking at them as a specimen. They're hunched over to one side with one hand down by their below their hip, one arm and one shoulder up high, and they're walking with their legs out, which their feet are probably going to be splayed as well, and they're going through the day, probably 40, 50, 60, 70% of their day in this position. Now tell me this isn't a formula for, you know, a crooked spine and a hip that wears out soon and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and add to that the horrible footwear they have on, and yeah, it's a mess.
Well, that's the other thing. They leave the sneakers open, right, and untied, which means and this is why I hate flip-flops, because you have to grip them with your feet
while
you're walking.
Yeah, the toe tension.
So they've got their feet all contorted, too, so that they can fill that extra space so they don't have to tie their shoes. Oh my God! I mean, you know, if you're a chiropractor out there, just, you know, start tracking these kids now.
Oh yeah, it's bad.
What other social / style conscious things do you see out there that contribute to degrading proprioceptive skills?
The other one that I see a lot is sort of the other people who go the other extreme. We're always told to, you know, stand tall and fix your posture, that type of thing. But I think that's kind of maybe going about it the wrong way. I think you're adding too much tension in to try and hold the position. I think you're better off by what we refer to as axial lengthening. So just imagine that there's like maybe a book on your head, so that your spine is actually lengthening. You're pushing your heels into the ground. but you're not creating unnecessary tension to try and keep holding a position the whole time. Other people refer to it as bringing your skull up. Someone's pulling you up by the crown of your head, and then your skeleton is sort of hanging from that.
Interesting. I'm doing it while I'm sitting here. You can actually do it while you're seated as well.
Yeah, it feels pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it really does. And it's and by pulling your head up, your back, all of a sudden your spine finds its own arch as opposed
exactly.
to trying to force the arch into it.
Right. I think some people go the other extreme where they're trying to force themselves all the time into good posture, and I think that may be
I had a friend when I lived in Las Vegas named Smitty who used to 5, 6, 7 times a day walk over to a wall, put his ass and his shoulders against it, and then walk away in that position. And he said this is the way he keeps his, you know, keeps his posture. But it was such an unnatural way to walk after he got off the wall. I was thinking, my God, you're really struggling to maintain that position. No wonder why you have to do it 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah, and you watch those people walk, and I don't think they move very athletic or fluidly, in my opinion.
No.
To the extreme, the other way, too stiff and rigid.
So, and that's obviously another telltale sign of losing proprioceptive skills, and that is when you don't have that fluidity.
Sure, yep.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. All right, well, listen, visit Mike's website, both Mike T. Nelson, NELSON.com, and check out his blog at miketnelson.blogspot.com. He's got lots of great stuff up there. He's educated me over the years by sending me lots of good information we've done shows about. I figured it was time to actually have you on the show to talk about this stuff. Will you come on again, Mike?
Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be great.
Okay.
Anything I can do to help.
All right, great. All right, well, listen, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it.
Okay, and that's the show for today, but we will have another episode of Superhuman Radio for you tomorrow, so stay tuned, and I'll talk to you then. Want to be super.